Hello there, this is Kimberly Oliver with Living from the Heart. I pray you're doing amazing today. I know it was a great weekend with Easter, and so many of us got to go to church again and gather with friends and just really celebrate the Resurrection Sunday. I was unfortunate. I kind of caught a small cold and I couldn't go to church. I was paranoid about people hearing me sniff and sneeze and cough and all those things. So I didn't go to church. I skipped out yesterday, and I was so disappointed because I was so looking forward to going to church and going to church for Easter. Because do y'all remember last year, nobody could go to church on Easter Sunday. And you know, that might be new to you, but I love going to church on Easter. I love going to church all the time, but Easter is especially fun. But anyway, I pray that you're having a great day. I pray you had a great time with your family and maybe you discovered some things yesterday that you weren't quite sure of. It's amazing when we get families together, how things can change or things can open our eyes. You know, different things happen that the Lord does. Well, I'm just going to open us in prayer and tell you a little bit about the show. Let me tell you about that, and then I'll open in prayer. But Living from the Heart is a gathering of conversations with you and me of experiences that I have experienced. And, you know, I have a book coming out, Naked and Unashamed. I'm just trying to get it finished, and I'm hoping I can really, I put it on my vision board. I made a new vision board, and I put four circles on it of the four things that I really need to focus on. And because sometimes, you know, with life, we can get so bogged down with so many different things that distract us, pull our attention somewhere, and you go through life, and you get on this rat race, and you forget about the thing that's most important to you. And, you know, I was reminded by my friend Rick Smith, who I know is on this program as well, but we were having a conversation yesterday on the phone, and we were talking about that, how things steal our time. And, you know, I'm so guilty of that, of just running 100 miles an hour. And so in these conversations, I'm just very real with you. I open up my life. I tell you the things that I've struggled with. I tell you things, how I overcame. I tell you what I'm going through. So I try to be transparent with you so that you feel like you're having a conversation with your friend. Because I hope today that you feel like I am your friend. That we can have a conversation. I know it's going to look weird if you're listening to this and you're talking back to me and nobody's there. People might think you're crazy, so you can at least think it in your head. But anyway, but Living from the Heart is just that. It's conversations with men and women of things that we all go through, right? I mean, we go through things in life every day. All of us do. We just go through stuff. And, you know, we may think we're rocking along just fine, and then boom, something happens. And, you know, different things in our life just continue to shape us and mold us into everything God wanted us to be. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I hope you'll be encouraged by the end of the program. And I'm going to open us in prayer, and we're going to get right to it. Well, Father, I love you so much. And I thank you, Father, for every person listening on this show. Father, I ask you to touch their hearts, to open them up to what you want to say to them. Father, maybe not necessarily what comes out of my mouth, but what you speak to their spirit. Father, I thank you that you're a faithful God, that you're whatever we need. Father, you're there with us every inch of the way in every situation, and we love you. Father, I give you all the glory, and use my mouth and speak what you want to speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, after listening, you know, I told you earlier that I got a cold over the weekend, and my cold, you know, was it wasn't anything major, but, you know, it was sniffles. I felt horrible. I just felt very weak, and, you know, of course, I panic. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm getting COVID, and it scared me a little bit because on Saturday, I didn't even want to get out of bed. I was just like, oh, my gosh. So I took some Mucinex, and I took different things that would help me diet, you know, just kind of break that stuff up. And it's amazing. On Sunday by mid-afternoon, I felt really, really good. So I was like, thank you, Jesus. So I didn't get to go to church, and I was really looking forward to it because last year at Easter, nobody went to church on Easter. So what a long way we have come, right? But, you know, I think God always has opportunities for us. I think in everything we do, even when we get disappointed, God showed me, you know what, I'm going to meet you right where you are. And so God and I hung out yesterday together while my grandson went to church with a good friend of mine, and they went to church, and he was so sweet to take him. And because I wanted my grandson to be in church on Easter Sunday. I mean, it was just very important to me. So praise God that God made a way for that. But, you know, I heard this message. I sat at home and I listened to actually Pastor Stephen Furtick, And, you know, he didn't talk about what I'm going to talk about today, but he talked about some things that made me think about what we're going to talk about. And some things that I reference his message to, but Stephen Furtick is one of my favorite pastors right now. He is amazing, and he is young, and he just really, you can tell he takes time to study the Word out. And the example that he leads in ministry, it really impresses me. I've been in ministry for about 20 years, and it's just good to see. You can just feel their spirit, and he's got a good spirit. So I celebrate Stephen Furtick. But Elevation Church, I'm sure if you listen to worship music that you actually you've heard his music. You've heard the music that come out of that church. It's beautiful. But you know, in listening to his message, I started thinking about perceptions, you know, and different perceptions and perspectives that we have on life. You know, he was talking in John 20:25, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But you know, there was always somebody, you know, you see different perspectives in the Bible through the disciples, you know, and that's why God recorded all this, because there is different perspectives on things that we look at, things that we think about, things that mold us. And yesterday's message, I listened to it maybe four times. And I'm going to tell you, if you are seeking God on any matter, saturate yourself in the Word. You know, listen to different messages. Go and look at the Scripture for yourself and see what God will say to you. Because there's things that personally that I've been asking the Lord for. And I've been asking the Lord for some clarity on certain things in my family. And just knowing how to deal with certain things. And, you know, he is so faithful to give us wisdom. I know that we've talked about wisdom in the past, and you can go back and listen to those programs if you go to HLE Radio. And I'm sure that they record those and that you could download them at any time. But it's amazing how our lives are just molded by the pain we've gone through, or the struggles we've gone through, or the happiness that we've gone through. You know, your happiness can mark you in a certain way as well. Because sometimes you will only remember the happy things, and you may not remember the things that weren't that were negative. You know, perspectives and things that mark us cause us to have an assumption about things that maybe we aren't seeing things clearly. You know, have you ever thought about that? You know, I'm thinking about the scripture that Pastor Stephen used. I know that I keep referencing him, but that's where I got the inspiration. So I have to give him. Kudos there. But you know, he talked about in John 21:25, you know, it was talking about the disciples. You know, the disciples said, so there were other disciples that were saying, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, his imprint of nails, and put my finger in the place where the nails were, I will not believe." I mean, think about that. I mean, that's some pretty, like, you need to show and prove it to me that you are the Lord. That's what they were saying. So that's kind of funny how, you know, it's like that seems like little faith to me. In verse 26, it says, "After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came to the doors, having been shut, and stood in the midst and said, 'Peace be with you.'" Verse 27 says, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Reach here with your fingers and see my hands, and reach here with your hand and put it to my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believing.' Thomas answered and said, 'My Lord, my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who did not see and yet believed.'" Verse 29 again says, "Jesus said to him, 'Because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed,'" listen to that word, "blessed. Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." You know, there's so many things that I goes off in me when I read that scripture, because, you know, faith, so many times we have things that come at us, and, you know, like I'm in real estate. I've told y'all many times. So, you know, in real estate, in my line of work, things come up all the time. Sometimes I'll have a really great month and it'll be rolling, and then the next month it might be, especially in this market, you know, things may come to a halt, or you have a hard time getting inventory, things to sell. And if I don't have houses to sell, how am I going to make a living, right? So that's a constant thing in my life, you know, that I have to constantly say, "Lord, you are faithful. you know, you're a faithful God. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I believe your word is true, and I know that you love me, and I know that your word says you will never leave me nor forsake me. I have to give myself that self-talk all the time, and I know that God is faithful. I know that I know that I know. I know that he's faithful when I'm not faithful. I know that he's faithful when I am faithful. I know that he is the same all the time, and he does not change. I do know that. But, you know, I go through those struggles. I go through struggles of making ends meet. Well, you know, in even in when you, I'm raising a grandchild, you know, Brock has some, he's five, and I'm learning different things about him. And I have to learn that I have to keep my patience because Brock did not have the same upbringing that my kids had. You know, my grandson went through some struggles early on, and I need to really be more empathetic with him, but also have wisdom to do what's right. And I struggle with that. That is something I struggle with constantly because of stress, my inner stress. I want to get stressed and say, you're not going to do this, but I can't control him. He didn't have the same tools. You see what I'm saying? So all of us, in whatever it is, if it's a family member, if it's at work, if it's a personal relationship, it's your spouse, you know, there's always opportunities to see things differently. And sometimes we don't believe. We don't believe the good in the outcome. Sometimes we get stuck in fear. We'll think, okay, well, because this last thing happened, or this happened to Susie's child, or this happened, you know, to this so-and-so realtor, this is going to happen to me. Or, you know, maybe it was our personal experiences. We reflect on the past because we think we project that on the future. And, you know, that's just not God. We have to remember God is faithful. And whatever you're believing for and whatever life you're walking through, whatever path you're on right now, you may be asking, God, where are you? What are you doing? And you know, God is so faithful. Just if you will continue walking with him, seeking his face, and just continually telling him, Father, I know you're faithful and I know that you love me. I constantly say that. Those are, I call them breath prayers. You just say, God, you're faithful. I know that you love me. And you may have to say it three or four times. Do you remember the exercise we did several weeks back? But it was the exercise where we said, Jesus, I love you. And we said it three times. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. And the fourth time, we said, Jesus, do you love me? And then we got quiet. And we listened. We listened to what he was saying. We're going to do that together right now. Wherever you're at, I want you to say this with me. And on the third time, when we say, Jesus, do you love me? I want you to sit quiet. And if you have a pen and paper, write it down. And I'm going to do it with you. And I want you to write down what he says to you. Okay, we're going to do it together. If you're driving, you're just going to have to mentally do this. Okay, we're going to do it together. So one, two, three. Jesus, I love you. Say it with me. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, do you love me? Now listen to what he says. Are you listening? Think about all the things he's saying to you. Is he saying to you, I adore you. You are the apple of my eye. I have so many plans for you. You are right where you're supposed to be. Don't worry, my son, my daughter, I've got you. I've got this worked out for you. Or my child, you are worrying too much. Your worry is not good. Believe only. It's okay. It's going to be okay. I've got you. If you were hearing those things in your heart tonight, when you said, Jesus, do you love me? Think about what he said back to you. Like every time I do it, he always says, you are the apple of my eye. And he always tells me, I adore you. And, you know, I know that when the first time I did this, I wasn't sure. I'm like, did I do that right? Did he really just say that to me? But he does say those things to you. You are the apple of his eye. He wants to whisper sweet nothings in your ear to say, I've got you, child. Child, don't worry. Don't worry. I've got it all worked out. Stop trying to figure it out in your own thinking. Remember the scripture in Proverbs 3:5? It says, I don't want to misquote it, but Proverbs 3:5 is one of my favorite scriptures. And if I sit here and try to do it on memory, I'm going to mess it up. But I am going to read it to you. Proverbs 3:5 has been one of my favorite. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In verse 6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Think about that. Wise in our own eyes. So if we, like I've shared my story with you about, you know, the abuse and neglect and the abandonment, all the things that I went through in my childhood and in my adulthood, you know, I've shared those things with you. So, you know, it's very easy for me to get triggered, to begin to think abandonment, like it's not going to work out, or something's going to go wrong, or it's so easy. And I constantly have to tell myself, God loves me. He's not going to forsake me. It may not turn out the way I thought it did, but God is going to carry me out, and whatever it happens, God is faithful. I've had to train my mind to say out of my mouth the scripture and the word that I believe. And I would encourage you to memorize Proverbs 3:5. It is just such a great 3:5 and 6 and on and 7. Because I tell you, if you can get that down, and every time you have anything that is contrary or worry comes up in your heart, you just begin to speak that. Because when we speak it out of our mouth, our brain recalculates and we begin to believe what he says. Like right now, I am going through a lot of stuff right now. I'm going through a lot of personal stuff. I'm having surgery soon, and it's not a major thing, but a surgery is a surgery. And so I kind of struggled, like, okay, I've got to, you know, I'm self-employed, so I have to think about, you know, I'm going to be off work for maybe a week or so. And if that happens, you know, I have to do all these things. And the Lord has constantly reminded me, I've got you. I've got you. You don't have to worry about this. And so I'm not telling you to do something that I don't do myself every single day. And it's amazing when we train ourselves to do that, it becomes a habit. And a habit becomes something that we do constantly. So I want to encourage you to train yourself. When you get in anxiety or you begin to feel some kind of way, to just train yourself to say, God, you've got this. You're faithful, and I know that you've got this. And I know you're going to work it out for me, and I thank you, Lord. Just have a conversation with him. That's all prayer is. Have a conversation. You know, so many things happen to us, you know, when we go through life. And we all have gone through things, but I want you to think about something. Think about the lessons. If I look back, and especially in my young 20s when I had my first son, and if I look back at my life at what I was learning during that time, you know, God will take us through seasons. And I didn't get saved until I was 26. However, when I got saved at 26, and I said, Jesus, I want you to come in my life, I want to make you Lord and Savior, and I want to follow you, that did not mean I was perfect. That just meant I surrendered my heart to him. I did that when I was 26, and I began to learn the Bible, read the Bible. You know, I got a Bible that had tabs on it so I could find things easily, and I found a Bible that I could understand, that was easy to read, and I got a study Bible so I could, you know, I could do the cross-referencing, and I began to study the Word. And it's amazing when we get into the Word and we get hungry for the Word. Like, what does God's Word say about this? It changes the way we think about things. Remember I said in past programs, change the way you look at things, and the things that you're looking at will change. And that is so true, because we can look at things, and we can look at things one way, and if we get put it under the Lord and just pray over it and think about it differently, it can totally change our whole mindset. It can change the way we look at it in totality. I mean, we can just look at it totally different. It could be positive instead of negative. So change the way you look at things. But you know, and don't trust in the summary of things that you sum up in life. You know, if you sum up things really quickly, you can't trust that. You really need to bathe that in the Word and just ask the Lord, Lord, tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me a little bit more about that situation. Why am I feeling that way? And, you know, it's amazing if God will do it for you. He will sum it up for you so that you can understand it. Because he's such a good father. If we say, Father, I don't understand this, would you teach me? You just have to be patient. You have to be patient. And you have to act like there's no time. There's no timeline on being patient. And if you will act that way in faith and just say, God, I trust you. I'm not going to put a time limit, because you can't say, okay, God, I'm going to pray this and I want to see it tomorrow. It's not like that. You have to throw away the watch, throw away the timekeeper, and just trust the Lord until He tells you. And you know, you may say, Kimberly, that's really hard to do. I'm like, yeah, it is hard to do, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And God wants us to have total dependency on Him. If we're constantly fretting or trying to make it happen our own way or trying to do things in our own strength, we are telling God, okay, God, you hold it right there. I'm going to take over for now. I'm going to work it and help you out. And then when you get tired, I'll give it back to you. So God is not that way at all. He is not that way at all. And I am so sorry. I'm recording and there's boats going by. But I'm too far into the program now, so I'm not going to cut it off. But, you know, God is not that way at all. He is not that way. He is ever flowing. I think about the river that I live on. I live on the beautiful Brazos River. And I think about the river just constantly flows. It flows. It never stops. That's exactly how God is. Now, do loud boats come by on my river when I'm sitting out on my patio? Yeah, they do. They do. Does it disrupt me a little bit? Yeah, they do. But do I still get to enjoy this river every single day flowing? And I see the goodness of God, that He's never ending. He's always flowing. That's what I have to turn it around. I could get very aggravated to say, my goodness, could they just pick another time of the day so I can enjoy my patio in quietness? So anyway, you know, you can use a life illustration out of anything, can't you? Well, I am so excited. I pray that you've got something out of today. You know, my main point is, you know, perspectives and assumptions. And are you open? Are you open to God to say, God, whatever you have for me, I will wait on you. Whatever your answer is, I'm good with that. God, whatever you're doing in this season, in this situation, I love you and I trust you. Are you willing to do that in every area of the life? Not say, yes, God, I'm open for this, but don't touch this space over here. I got this over here. You can't dictate to God. You can't tell Him. You can't pick and choose. Say, okay, you can take care of this problem, but over here, now I'm going to worry about this a little bit more, and I'm going to stress about this. You can't do God that way. Are you serious? God's not like that. He wants to come sit beside you. He wants to say, Kimberly, I've got you, baby. I've got it all worked out. All those things that you stress about, I got it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm already there. I've already taken care of it. All you have to do is believe. Wow, that really sounds like we've got the easy part, right? If all I have to do is sit back and say, okay, thank you, Lord. If that's all I have to do is just believe Him. No matter what happens, just believe Him. That sounds real easy, doesn't it? It's not easy, is it? My friend, it's not easy, is it? It's not. But can we learn to be patient and be still and trust in the Lord? Can we do that? Can we learn to sit still and say, God, you've got this? You know, I'm watching one of my favorite shows, and y'all, you're going to think I'm really silly, but I'm watching the second time on reruns. It's Heartland. That movie has been, that show, you can see it on Netflix, but Heartland has been therapy to me. And I started watching it about 2 years ago when I was going through a really hard, hard time. And that series has brought healing to me. I pick up something. You know, God will show you stuff even in Netflix. I mean, this show has so much wholesome in it. And it just has so much true, wholesome life. I mean, I know it's a movie, but, you know, it's things that you can strive for, right? And it's things that you pick up on. That it's just, it's a movie, but it's good. And God has just really used that in my life. I don't know why. Probably because I dream of living on a ranch and I dream of having horses. I dream of that. I mean, I do have a small ranch in East Texas, but I don't live there. I live here in Fort Worth because of real estate. But I dream of that. I dream of having, you know, that 40 acres and have cattle on it and have horses. I dream of that. That's really what I want. I want that. That's on my vision board. And I really want that. And I would love to have it right here on the river. That would be awesome. That's not too much for God. And that's what I'm believing for, to be around a body of water, if it's a river or a lake. I love rivers, but hey, I'm not picky. Ocean would be good. You know, you never know. God could give me an ocean. Ocean would be great. So I think about those things, and God is not, he's not limited by that. You know, He's not limited by anything I could dream or have. I mean, that's a secret desire in my heart. It's not a secret anymore since I just told you about it, but that's something that brings me peace. But that movie, that show on Netflix, has brought me so much healing. When I was watching it last night, and there was an Indian that was standing by the river, and he was talking about the river, and I thought, you know, that is so true, because I live on the river, and it's my happy place. I love water, and it's my happy place. And God spoke to me at that moment. You know, God loves water. You know, there's so many places in the water. I've been to Israel before, and Israel's the most beautiful place. You know, boy, if you ever have a chance to go to Israel, I would suggest you, highly recommend you go. It's the most amazing place. The Gospels will never be the same. But I remember going to the Sea of Galilee and just looking and thinking, my gosh, you know, there was water everywhere, and it was so beautiful. And in my picture of Jesus, he probably has, you know, he created it. He thought it was beautiful because he did. He created the waters and everything that we have. He created it. So it's got to be beautiful to him. And I'm so thankful. I got off on a rabbit trail, but those things are so, so important. You have to find your happy place. But I want you to think about what we talked about. You know, when we did that, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you, do you love me? I want you to continue doing that exercise. And if God does not say something gentle back to you, I want you to ask yourself, like if he speaks back to you, yeah, if you would have done this, or if it starts out with if, there's a problem. God is going to speak back to you lovingly. He's going to write you, he's going to sing you a love song in a way that you can hear it. If it's anything else, I want you to do a checkup on your faith monitor. Are you needing to see it before you believe it? Are you needing to see it before you feel it? Because that, and he's going to teach us the whole way. So we have to stay focused on where we are with God. Where's your faith? Are you needing to see it before you believe it? Are you trusting God in all situations? And you can't use your past to judge the future, because it's already happened. Your past is your past, and your future is where faith lives. So I want to encourage you today. And if you have never received Jesus as your personal Savior, can I invite you right now just to pray with me? And all you do is repeat this simple prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I ask you to come in my heart, and I ask you to show me who you are. Father, I want to know you as my personal Savior. Forgive me of my sins and help me grow in my faith with you, in Jesus' name. Amen. And when you do that, my friend, you just got born again. And it just doesn't magically happen. There's things that you have to do, just like a muscle. If you want your muscle to grow, or if you want to lose weight, you have to do something. Your faith has to do something. You have to start feeding yourself with good things. You're going to have to, you know, just listen to the word, listen to worship, find a good Bible church that you can possibly get involved in, get into a discipleship program, and learn the Bible. And, you know, there's lots of online things. If there's not a church near you, there's so many things online that you can listen to. My favorite, Stephen Furtick at Elevation Church. He's one of my favorite pastors. But Bethel is good. Joel Osteen is good. There's a lot of good, good, good ministers out there that you can listen to. So I would encourage you to do that. I pray that you've been blessed today by something. I know I kind of went all over the place, but really trying to focus in on perspectives and assumptions, and to be open to God and whatever he has for you. So I bless you today. I pray this spoke to you. I pray that it blessed you. And until next time, may you be blessed and highly favored. And remember, this airs again on Tuesday night at 9:00, and also on Saturdays at 8:30 at HLE Radio. This is Kimberly Oliver, Living from the Heart. You can find me on Facebook at Kimberly Ann Oliver, or Living from the Heart on Facebook. God bless you and all you do. We'll talk to you next time. Bye now.
Here's what you need to do. Make your plans to join us here at HLEradio.com every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to midnight for Sunday's Kind of Country. We've got great Christian country music with stories and interviews you only get on Sunday's Kind of Country. And we're so proud to be able to give it to you exclusively right here on HLEradio.com. That's every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. What a way to cap off a Sunday to get ready for a Monday. And it's only right here on HLEradio.com.
Sunday's Kind of Country.
David Ray here from the Christian Country Jukebox. I want to let all the artists know that we are offering a special package for your ministry. As you know, HLE Radio is one of the premier sources for Christian country music, and we have active listeners in 156 countries around the globe. Since we are ministry first, sharing the gospel through the ministries of Christian artists is our priority. If you want to share your story, ministry, and music with all the nations that we touch, I'd love to have you on the Christian Country Jukebox. Whether you want to focus on a new project or just let folks know more about your ministry, you'll have the whole show dedicated to you and your ministry to get the gospel out to the world. Christian Country Jukebox is a weekly one-hour program here on HLE Radio that re-airs three more times during the week. That's 4 hours of informing the listeners about your ministry. If you are interested in sharing your ministry to the world, you can contact me, David, at HLEradio.com or Hunter at HLEradio.com for more details and to set up a convenient time for an interview. I look forward to hearing from you and helping you spread the gospel to the world. Remember, keep it real, Christian and country.